On Saturday, an American delegation in South Korea joined more than 180 countries in accepting the report's summary for policymakers, but a statement from State Department added that it does not imply endorsement by the United States of the specific findings or underlying contents of the report. The report is quite a shock and quite concerning, said Bill Hare, an author of previous Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reports and a physicist with Climate Analytics, a nonprofit organization. We are not aware of this just a few years ago. The authors found that if greenhouse gas emissions continue at the current rate, the atmosphere will warm by as much as 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit or 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels by 2040. The Paris Accord set a goal of preventing warming of more than 3.6 degrees above pre-industrial levels, long considered a threshold for the most severe social and economic damage from climate change. But the heads of small island nations, fearful of rising sea levels, had also asked scientists to examine the effects of 2.7 degrees of warming. Without aggressive action, many effects that scientists once expected to happen further in the future will arrive by 2040 and at the lower temperature the report shows. It's telling us we need to reverse emissions trends and turn the world economy on a dime, said Miles Allen, an Oxford University climate scientist and an author of the report. To prevent 2.7 degrees of warming, the report said greenhouse emissions must be reduced by 45% from 2010 levels by the year 2030 and by 100% by 2050. It also found that the use of coal as an electricity source would have to drop from nearly 40% today to 1-7% by 2050. This report makes it clear there is no way to mitigate climate change without getting rid of coal, said Drew Schindel, a climate scientist at Duke University and an author of the report. Mr. Trump has vowed to increase the burning of coal. It makes me feel angry when I think about the U.S. government, Mr. Schindel said. My kids feel like it's their future being destroyed. He watched as the grounds of his son's high school in Durham, North Carolina, and the roads around it flooded last month after Hurricane Florence.